today is known as the Last Great Day, the Great White Throne Judgment. What does this day mean to you? What do you think God wants it to mean to you? I'm going to quote now from Hosea 13 and 1 Corinthians 15 and put them together the way Paul quoted from them. In Hosea 13, verse 14, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Going on to 1 Corinthians 15, 55, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This day pictures the physical redemption of mankind and his spiritual training. And it's only possible because of Jesus, our Messiah, our God. It's the raising of mankind who's ever lived. When this day comes to pass, more than likely, it will see the greatest majority of mankind raised to physical life and being alive and learning of God's way of life than at any other time in history. There will probably be at least a few people, about 70 billion, maybe more, that will actually learn about God, about Jesus Christ, what Jesus Christ did for them, his way of life. You see, in Hebrews 2, verse 14, what it says is, For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus Christ, also himself took part of the same, and through death, that he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. That's what this day pictures. This day pictures the raising of mankind, the beginning of the end of death, a time when mankind can truly rejoice. Now you see, this particular point in time, we wouldn't really understand how it fits into God's plan without revelation, because it gives us a time frame for it. Because in the Old Testament, it mentions it, it talks about it, but where does it fit? In Revelation 20, starting in verse 11, here's what it says. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Now, of course, there's a verse 10 that's before it, and you can read what came before it. But this is where God places it. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of these things which are written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell were delivered up, the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to his works. Yes, man will be judged, but they're also going to be taught God's way of life at this point in time. You see, Isaiah 26:19 says, Your dead shall live, together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you that dwell in the dust. For your dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. And that's what's going to happen at this point in time. The earth shall cast out the dead. And as it said in 1 Corinthians 15, 55, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Because mankind will be raised at that day. And can you see the billions and billions of men and women that'll be raised? That'll be learning God's way of life. That'll be being taught about Jesus Christ. They will become to understand God. God will pour his Holy Spirit out upon them. Also, think about this. How about the absolute comfort that this gives us? knowing that God has an answer for mankind, and we just understand it. And this is a truth that God's church has taught for years. I don't know of any other church that teaches such a thing. We don't have to be concerned about the salvation of mankind, because God has that in his plan. The dread and the terrible myths that mankind has and has suffered over the eternities is just that, myths. These consequences will not be faced by man. God will not allow it. In this period of time, when he raises mankind and he teaches them his way of life, why? Why does God do this? Because God wants to add to his family. And when he does raise men, what is he going to do? Well, in Ezekiel 37, starting in verse 12, let's listen. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Now, specifically, he's talking about Israel, but he's talking more than Israel here. And the thing is this particular thing doesn't just end in verse 12 that he's going to bring them up. He also tells us what he's going to do after he brings them up. He says in verse 13, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land, and you shall know that I am the Lord, and have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. So God isn't just going to raise them, and they're not going to know what happened. God will let them know that he raised them. And can you imagine what people are going to be like again? When they're raised from the dead, do you think they will be humble? You think they will be possibly willing to listen at this point in time? Because they're going to know God raised them. Again, and who is going to raise them? Jesus Christ, our Messiah. And they will learn that the only way they can have life is through him. And by what he's done for them, how he died for them on the cross, he gave his life, and he was resurrected. And through his death, he beat the devil. He beat sin, because he was resurrected. And through his life, we have life. And through his life, they're going to have life. Yes, these people will be humbled when they see people that have laughed over the centuries or maybe not have even known Jesus Christ. Because there are many, many millions, billions of people that didn't know Jesus. And God is going to open their eyes, and he will bless them. I have another question for you. One that's kind of perplexing, but yet at the same time we know the answer to it. Most of the Bible prophecies all tend toward the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Kingdom of God. And yet when it starts, it's going to start small. There are only going to be maybe a billion people on earth, maybe less. For after all the destruction at that point in time, it's going to be a small little seed. And at the end of the Feast of Tabernacles, how big will there be? Will there be 70 billion people? Could possibly 70 billion people have existed at the end? But we know on the last great day, or we have an idea on the last great day, the greatest part of mankind will be resurrected and come to know God. But yet most of God's prophecies relate to the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, you see, I think that the reason this is because those prophecies, even though they refer to the Feast of Tabernacles and coming to know God, it runs into the last great day, because that's when people will come to know God too. because they're going to learn God's way of life. The greater part of mankind to learn about God, because God plans on increasing his family. In Jude 1:25, it says, "To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen."